My name is Vivian Watt. I'm a product manager at Kochava. In the last several months, I've been working with the team focused on SCAD network support and some other iOS 14 related projects.
I've talked with numerous people and they all say that you are becoming, if not already arrived at, the resident expert on SCAD network. Do you feel that's correct?
I've been immersed in it for the last 5 or 6 months, ever since Apple announced SCAD network and other iOS 14 related updates. We've been heads down, just studying it, understanding it, and trying to create products that can support it. So yeah, I've definitely spent a lot of time on SCAD network.
Well, great. Well, let's dive in. So tell me, what is SCAD network and, you know, how did it come to be?
Yeah, so it might be worth starting with the fact that SCAD network is actually nothing new. So V1 with SCAD network has been around since 2018, actually. It wasn't met with significant adoption. There's a few different reasons for that. One is that it didn't provide any insights about the user's performance after they install. So that was one of the big upgrades that happened from V1 to V2. Another factor was that the app developers and marketers were not yet forced to prompt a user for consent, right? We had limited ad tracking on the devices, but at the time it was opt out and not opt in. ATT stands for App Tracking Transparency Framework. App developers will be forced to prompt users in order to access the IDFA. There's going to be a loss of visibility to IDFAs, and SCAD network kind of counteracts that visibility with a privacy-centric source of attribution.
Got it. So it sounds like big picture here is Apple is trying to increase privacy for their users. And maybe we could talk a little bit about, you said IDFA, maybe we could just cover that a little bit and just big picture why Apple's making this move.
For sure. So I'm sure you've seen some Apple commercials recently or even in the past year. I think I saw one during the Super Bowl. They have been pushing heavily on centering themselves or positioning themselves as guardians of user privacy and user data. You can see them emphasizing, hey, your banking information is on here. Hey, your personal conversations are on our devices. But don't worry, we've got you covered. We have this all shielded in frameworks that are centered around privacy. In a nutshell, SCAD network can be thought of as kind of a highly privacy-centric source of attribution and user performance data. There's a lot of familiar concepts to it that everybody should be used to in this ecosystem. So media partners are reporting clicks, target apps are reporting conversions, and SCAD network in this case is the one connecting the dots and reporting back on the results. So obviously Apple is in a little bit of a unique position here, being the OS provider, in that they can do all this attribution on the device level without any data leaving the device until the attribution is reported back to the media partner. They're kind of in a unique position to create this framework, but then the nuances I think that come in are with the built-in privacy features. As I mentioned, none of the clicks or the conversions actually leave the device. All the dots are connected at the device level. Then there's also a few more privacy features built in, where in a traditional data flow, what you see is you see a lot of transparency in the data being passed back and forth. So you'll see the name of the campaign, you'll see the name of the creative, you might even see sensitive information being passed back and forth. So that's not how it is with SCAD networks. With SCAD network, you're actually, even on reporting on campaigns, you're limited to a range of integers, just a number between 1 and 100, right? And then same thing with user performance. It's literally just an integer, a range between 0 and 63. So that's how they're kind of masking this information in the data that's transferred. And then it's on the other parties to kind of unpack that and say, what does a conversion value of 60 mean? What does a campaign ID of 5 mean? And it all translates right to useful information to marketers. But as far as the data transfer, it's all in just a range of integers.
Understood. So as I understand it, most people were kind of on cruise control using IDFA and everything was great. And then this kind of upset things and is making everybody have to change their plans. And SCAD network is kind of the mandatory new solution for tracking on iOS. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it's quite that drastic. So IDFA isn't going away per se. It's still going to be accessible. It's just shielded behind this prompt. So you actually have to ask the user, before, since we've had limit ad tracking on iOS devices, the user actually had to go into the settings, find the right location to turn off tracking, which is actually pretty difficult to find. So that was the past. The future is going to be every app developer upon every new install, in order to access the IDFA, is going to have to show a prompt to the user. And there's some guidelines that Apple has put in to say, you know, you can't really force a user to consent. I don't know if they use the word incentivize, but you know, you can't say, I'm not going to allow you to use this app if you don't consent and things like that. But you still have to just prompt them to get access to the IDFA. So a lot of people are speculating that it's going to be a very low percentage of opt-in. Going from opt-out to opt-in is a huge, huge difference. You know, with limit ad tracking, we saw maybe 15, 20%, maybe a little bit more of opt-outs. With the opt-in process, we should see, you know, everybody is speculating that we'll see a lot less IDFAs available. So yeah, SCAD Network provides as a substitute to that and a way to get privacy-centric attribution data.
Great. So help me understand, in our ecosystem, who will be using the SCAD Network and, you know, how will they be using it?
From reading Apple's documentation, it seems like they intended it to involve three parties. Obviously, advertisers, so the developers of the iOS target apps that are being advertised. And then on the other hand, you have the individual apps where the ads are served. And then you have this third player in the mix who, what it seems like Apple intended was to be the ad network SDK, or the ad network whose SDK is within the publisher apps. In reality, it's looking like it's kind of removed one step further, where it's the DSPs actually integrating directly with SCAD Network. This kind of makes sense from a who cares about the conversion perspective. The ad network, the supply side ad network, doesn't necessarily care about whether or not the user actually installed, whether or not what downstream user performance looked like. Those are all kind of KPIs that the DSPs care about. So it seems like the DSPs have kind of stepped into that flow and have integrated themselves with the ad network. So they've kind of inserted themselves into the flow.
Got it. And DSP, that's the demand side provider platform, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I think I know the answer to this question, but is the SCAD network required and are there alternatives to it?
So I'd say officially, no. Obviously, officially, there's no specific guidance that, you know, if you have a mobile app, iOS mobile app on the iTunes App Store, that you have to use SCAD network. But at the same time, because of everything we talked about where, you know, you're going to lose visibility with ATT, you need to make up for that in some shape or form. And SCAD Network is a great way to do that. So officially, no, it is in your interest, however, to take advantage of it. Players in the ecosystem, like all the media partners and the MMPs, are trying to make it easy for advertisers to kind of hook into that system in the simplest way possible.
You've seen a lot over the last few months. Obviously, this has probably turned your world a little upside down since the announcement. And, you know, for those who are going to be using this SCAD network, like, how should they get started? When should they get started?
As soon as possible. Apple, when they initially announced SCAD network and App Tracking Transparency Framework and several other iOS 14 related features, they communicated a very aggressive timeline at first. It was looking like just a few months to prepare, right? And then I think Apple kind of realized that that was a bit of an aggressive timeline. And so they've extended the enforcement of ATT out to Q1 of 2021. You know, we don't really know exactly when within Q1, but that's kind of the approximate timeframe that we're looking at. That's going to allow people to kind of familiarize themselves a little bit more with SCAD Network and App Tracking Transparency, to better prepare their apps and have a better outcome once everything is released. And obviously with ATT enforcement itself being postponed, that puts a little less pressure on SCAD Network as well. And obviously with ATT being delayed, that puts a little less pressure and urgency on getting ready for SCAD Network. But regardless, we should still prepare and have our SCAD Network data flows ready as soon as possible. I think the first step to that is really just educating yourself. As I mentioned, there's some familiar concepts there with, you know, clicks being reported, installs being reported, and dots being connected, and post-facts being delivered, but there are a lot of nuances to it that are best to familiarize yourself with. A good place to start is our iOS 14 landing page on Kochava.com. We've tried to aggregate. There's a lot of information and a lot of information that we've published. So we tried to kind of organize it in one place for everybody to access. That's a great place to start. It includes everything iOS 14, so SCAD network, ATT, app clips, and more. So a great place to start. There are actually a few specific steps. So one, as an advertiser, you'll need to figure out how you're going to report conversion signals to SCAD network. There's multiple players in the ecosystem who are providing this service. One of them is obviously Kochava through our Kochava SDK. Again, everything has to happen at the device level. So that's why the Kochava SDK is kind of required for that functionality. The SDK has to be aware of the events happening in order to generate those conversion values. So the Kochava SDK is one of them. We know that Facebook is also looking to provide conversion model support through their SDK. Any app developer could build their app code in a way that it can make these calls to SCAD network. So there's many different ways you can accomplish it. The important thing is that you nail down who is the player who's going to perform that function for you. Once you do, if you're using Kochava, your second step is going to be to go into our UI and figure out which conversion model works best for you. We have a great conversion model guide that we put together for this, just because we understand that, you know, all of this is very new. So it explains and breaks down each and every single model. Once you get in our UI, the setup is pretty simple, but all you have to do is identify which model you want to use and identify some details about how you would like things tracked. If you plan on using the Kochava SDK, you're going to want to make sure to upgrade to the minimum SDK version. That's something that kind of is the first step that you can do and start testing those flows and making sure that you're seeing the calls coming in appropriately into the Kochava system.
So next question, how can SCAD network be leveraged to help with growth and better understanding customers? I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's adding some limitations, but are there positives or how can it be used to help with growth?
Yeah, SCAD network has its limitations, but in my opinion, it's mostly for the sake of user privacy. But it's undoubtedly a valuable deterministic source of attribution data. And I put an asterisk on that to say, if it's used to its fullest potential. We're already seeing that, you know, there are players in the ecosystem that are kind of not using it to its fullest advantage, and some are. And what I mean by that is, so SCAD network puts in some limitations. So one example is a maximum of 100 campaign IDs. So there's a campaign ID field in this SCAD network system that is the only way to really identify any sort of campaign or campaign metadata attributes. And it's literally just a number between 1 and 100, right? So it's going to take some sophistication on the media partner's part. You know, some media partners might keep it as simple as to say, okay, my campaign ID 1 is my partner campaign name A, and my campaign ID 2 is my partner campaign name B, and so on and so forth. And we might see that some media partners, at least initially, take that kind of simple one-to-one approach. But that means that your SCAD network results are going to be at most viewable at the partner campaign name level. So as much granularity as you put into your campaign ID mapping, that's what you're going to get out of it in reporting. And that's why I say you got to kind of use it to its fullest potential. So if you have an advertiser who doesn't need to run 100 campaigns concurrently, what you can do is trim down on the number of campaigns, but instead attach campaign metadata attributes to the campaign IDs. And just to give you an idea of that, so compared to what I described earlier, so you would have campaign ID 1 means partner campaign A, creative X. SCAD network campaign ID 2 means partner campaign A still, but now it's creative Y. So you can now see that you can now report on the partner campaign name level as well as the creative level. So it's really up to the media partners to kind of build in that level of sophistication to say, how much can I squeeze into the meaning of a campaign ID, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does. So it makes sense that people should be looking for partners who are trying to be as sophisticated as possible from the outset, right?
Yeah, somewhat. I do think that, you know, everybody's new to this and everybody's going to start out sort of simple. We're just kind of looking forward to say, you know, this is how granular you can get with these things. And that's what everybody should be moving towards. But I do think that it's very much expected and understandable that partners will start out simple and try to build up from there.
Got it. Great.
And the same thing is true for the conversion value, right? That's another field that comes back on the attribution payload from SCAD. And it's meant to indicate, what did that user do once they installed? And SCAD network makes this a little bit complicated once again, because it's just a number between 0 and 63. So all you're going to get back on the postback is conversion value equals 7. And, you know, there has to be some meaning to that to say, well, what does that mean? Did the user generate $10 to $15 of revenue within D2 of the install? Or what else does that mean, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
So that's what we've tried to do with our SCAD network support at Kochava, is to build some sophisticated conversion models that can pack as much meaning into that conversion value slot as possible, so that you can get as much out of SCAD network reporting-wise as possible.
Great. Yeah, that makes sense. So we will definitely include links to the guide, the page that you've mentioned, in our show notes so that people can access that and reach out if they have more questions. All right. So you've been in the thick of it for months now. What has it been, like 5 months?
Yeah, goodness. Yeah, ever since the Apple announcement.
Got it. And then that second announcement came in, I think, at the beginning of September, if I remember correctly. I work on the marketing team and we keep a pretty close eye on keywords and what people are searching and what the industry is, you know, searching for. And I did see, you know, a steady increase in people searching for SCAD network and trying to understand it and looking for, you know, specific information. And then it just kind of dropped off pretty steeply at the beginning of September, I think, as most people in the ecosystem kind of exhaled, oh, they've got a little bit of a stay of execution and or at least a little bit more time to deal with it. But even with that drop off, you could still see a steady amount of people searching and learning and, you know, obviously trying to get ahead of the game. So you've been, you know, in communication with a lot of people in this ecosystem. You know, what's been the general response and, you know, concerns that people have had with SCAD network? And, you know, if you can break it down by like category of, or what part of the ecosystem people are in and what their responses are.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think there was definitely some panic after Apple made their iOS 14 announcements, especially with the short timeline that they communicated at first. And I definitely think everyone let out a sigh of relief when Apple extended their launch of ATT enforcement, which again is now expected around sometime in Q1. This, I feel like, allowed the ecosystem to kind of digest and study everything iOS 14. And, you know, I can especially say that within Kochava, we spent a lot of time in the planning phase on this project, a lot more percentage-wise than we normally did on past projects. There was just so much to understand, so much to study, so much to really figure out how we can make the best of it. So it was a really interesting and cool project. I definitely think everybody let out a sigh of relief when Apple extended the timeline. And people have, I think, relaxed a bit and have had time to digest the information and figure out their plan.
Great. So it's my impression, you know, I've been at Kochava for a couple of years. I think, at least my understanding is that we understood that changes like this were on the horizon. You know, we didn't necessarily know the day or what the details would be, but, you know, I had a general sense that we knew this was, these kind of changes were coming related to privacy, and also that on the horizon with other operating systems and other things changing, that, you know, it'll continue to be kind of a complex issue moving forward. Is that kind of your sense, that we knew this was coming and we know that more change is coming as well?
Yeah, for sure. I do think that the announcements, I think back in June, I think it was, it's been a while, still came as a shock to people. I think there were always rumors about Apple kind of tightening up on privacy, but I don't think people really thought that it would come down the pipeline so quick. And with the announcements in June, that really kind of kicked everybody into gear to say, okay, well, now we need to get on this. I do think overall it's going to be for the greater good, right? So privacy is a good thing. I think we can all agree on that. And Apple has taken great strides in taking steps forward on that front. And I think the winners of these changes are going to be the ones that embrace it and try to make the most of it.
Great. Thank you. Any other comments about the rest of the ecosystem? I think you said in general, you know, there was kind of that shock and awe initial reaction and some panic. Now there's been calming, but I feel like based on what I've kind of heard through the grapevine that there are definitely some of our clients, very smart people who are taking this opportunity to use SCAD Network and test it out against, you know, using the IDFA still being available to run tests and understand it before it's, you know, completely gone. Is that right?
I think that's a great question. This is the most comfortable and best time to do it, right? The extension of ATT enforcement is a great thing, while SCAD Network is also available. So you can actually test out your data flows, get everything ready, see how you're going to substitute your lack of visibility on the IDFA front with your SCAD Network information. I think this is a great time to start preparing for that.
Great. So tell me, how has Kochava been preparing for these changes in the last few months, and what plans are in the works that you can talk about?
Oh gosh, we've been going full steam for the last few months, and I think we've come up with a very sophisticated approach to SCAD Network support. So if you're using the SDK, you can choose from 4 different conversion model templates. We'll likely add more later, depending on the demand. But we expect that these 4 should cater to the insights that marketers are looking for. Specifically, these are revenue, highest value event, engagement, and user journey is what we've called them. We also incorporate a notion of a maximum measurement window. This is pretty important with SCAD to control the maximum amount of time you want to wait for feedback, because SCAD Network won't send the attribution post back until certain timers expire. And the SDK is able to control that to make sure that the timers expire and you get timely feedback. So that's an important aspect of this. And since we allow you to set your maximum measurement window up to D7, we also report on what the actual measurement window was for each user. So that information to say, you know, this user generated between $25 and $30 of revenue by day 6, let's say. That day 6 information is important, and it'll be available in reporting as well. Another important aspect I think that we've been focused on is, so with the minimum SDK version that you implement, after that, there's no work to be done. There's no need to update your app or anything like that. You can manage your conversion models server side. All of that is just kind of communicated to the SDK out of the box from what you set in the UI. So that's another nice kind of aspect of it. You know, aside from Kochava SDK clients, we've also tried to build support for clients who are not using our SDK. We want to make sure that we can provide full reporting for you, no matter who you're using for your conversion model support. So a great example of that is using the Facebook SDK. So we've been working pretty closely with Facebook to create an integration where, you know, you set up your conversion models in the Facebook dashboard, but you can just go ahead and indicate that in our dashboard to say, yep, I'm using Facebook, and we'll just pull in the mappings for you and you'll get reporting just like any other customer. So that's a really nice kind of advantage of that. Same thing for anybody using any other method, right? You can just fill out your mappings in our UI once, in our dashboard once, and then we can provide full reporting once again. Other than that, we have a long list of media partners that we've been working to create integrations with. Since in the SCAD Network world, the media partner is the direct recipient of the attribution postbacks. It's the media partners that we need to integrate with in order to ingest that information. So that's been a large part of our work. And then another part is both media partners and advertisers are going to be able to access SCAD Network focused reporting. This includes installs, clicks, impressions, user performance insights, and quite a few different metrics and conversion metrics that people can look at. So we're super excited. We hope everybody's going to get a lot of value out of it, but we're pretty happy with what we came up with.
Just out of curiosity, so has this caused a lot of early mornings, late nights? What has been the burden upon you, Vivian, during this time?
I'm not going to lie. It's been definitely stressful, especially when we thought the timeline was going to be much shorter. You know, it's always hard as a product manager to say, I see the scope of things that we could do and the sophistication that we could build into this project, but we're working with half the timeline or half the amount of time that we need to accomplish that, and we just have to cut back on scope. So to me, the extension of ATT enforcement was a huge relief because we were able to actually do the full scope of what we thought we could do, as opposed to kind of cutting down and trimming down is just getting something out the door that people can use, you know, 3 months after the announcement. So that was definitely a pretty stressful time, but overall just happy that we could eventually do, you know, a proper planning process and deliver something that's truly useful.
Well, great. Well, I just want to say a big thanks from your fellow Kochava employees, and I'm sure from a lot of Kochava customers who will, you know, benefit from all your hard work and, you know, getting this product and the support off the ground to be able to help people to, like you said, embrace it and utilize it to its full potential. So if our listeners are Kochava customers, is it best for them to reach out to their customer support person?
Yeah, that's always a great step. You know, I'm pretty proud of the customer success management team that we have here. Each and every one of them are amazing individuals, and they truly care about getting you in the right place when it comes to being prepared for SCAD. I keep referring to it as SCAD. We made the mistake of internally referring to it constantly as SCAD, but nobody else does.
Big picture, how does Kochava think about the SCAD network in the big picture? What are the general themes or beliefs we have about SCAD network?
Well, I can say that, you know, one great part of it is the integrity of the data. So there's a lot of security in where clicks are reported through what's called a load protocol. The fact that all of these calls, the register app for ad network attribution, these are very long names, just represents an install. Update conversion value represents user performance. So all of these calls that are reported to SCAD network happen from the device. I feel like the integrity in the data is really something that is worth appreciating in SCAD network.
Great. And as I understand it, I've heard it said before that when you put your customer's customer first, you'll be successful. And I feel like that's what SCAD network is really focusing on, is giving privacy, you know, increasing privacy for the end user, which is, like you said earlier, just a really good thing. And I think as I hear our teams and even our CEO talk about it, you know, we're in support of that, and we care about our customers and we care about our customers' customers.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think anybody would say that, you know, as a marketer or as an MMP or anybody in the ecosystem would say, I don't care about user privacy. But I do think Apple was in a unique position here to enforce some user privacy guidelines, and they did it. And I think it's going to be for the good in the long term. Just the rest of the ecosystem has to kind of catch up and figure out how we can still be fruitful as a business and how to best serve. I think what Apple has done is they've kind of opened the gates to say, let's trek forward on the user privacy front. Obviously, they were in a unique position to enforce the guidelines that they did, but I think everyone will follow suit because it's a good mantra to have. I do think user privacy is important, and I think most of the people in the ecosystem agree. It's just a question of how do you balance that with, I provide services in a certain manner as a business. How can I now incorporate user privacy and still stay as useful as I did before?
Well, that's great. Well, Vivian, I want to say just a big thank you for taking, you know, some of your valuable time, the time that I know is very precious to us because of your important work, and taking that valuable time to speak with us. Hopefully the listeners who've joined us for this podcast are further enlightened and can feel more confident about, you know, what we're doing and the preparations we're making for the SCAD network. So thank you so much. And I hope to circle back. I think this is a story that will continue to develop and there'll be more changes. So hopefully we can have another conversation in the future.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks, Troy, for having me. I do hope we can circle back and do kind of a V2 and see how this all turned out.
Awesome. Thank you, Vivian.
Thanks, Troy.
If you'd like to learn more about Kochava and what we're doing to help support the SKAdNetwork. You can go to kachava.com/SKAdNetwork-solutions to learn more. I want to say thank you to Crooked Tooth, which is the band that provided the intro and outro music for our show today. They are made up of Kachava employees, very talented musicians. So big thanks to them. I also want to say thank you to Derek at Mix at Six Studios for doing a great job of editing and helping us finish off this podcast. So thank you. Be sure to subscribe to get future updates for future episodes. Thank you.